All right, we're now on Sugya 13. Sugya 13, the Mishnah. New Mishnah. On Chav Zayin, Amin Aleph, line 7 is where this begins. Okay. Word-wise, this may be the longest of the Sugya, maybe? I don't know. Okay, line 7. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayv Odom Lecho Basuka. 14 sudos, one is obligated to eat in the sukkah, underline, bold, in the sukkah, over sukkah, achas beyom, achas malayla, one by day, one by night. Chacham say, there's no set amount. Chut mein leile yom tov harishon shachat b'vad, except for the first night of sukkah. That's it. First night of sukkah, Michael, there is a chiyuv to eat a suda in the sukkah. Aside from that, there is not. The Yoram Rabbi Lezer also said, Mishalo ochalele yom tov harishon, whoever did not eat from the first day of yom tov, yashlim lele yom tov achron, can make it up on the last day of the chag, shel chag of the chag. That is Shmini Atzeres. Chacham Omer Chacham say, Ein l'dov tashlumin. You cannot make up the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on the first night. The al zenemar, on that we said, muvas lo yichal liskon. Something crooked cannot be fixed. The chesron lo yichal limanot. And something missing cannot be counted. And therefore, it is impossible to make up that su'udah. Rashi on the Mishnah, yudal su'udah, gemara mefarish taima, the reason why, eim edo v'kitzvah. There is no set amount. Imrat lisanos, if you want to fast, and anuzu kukimlo, we don't force you not to fast. You want to fast, come today. Ela im yochal, but if you do eat, lo yochal chuz sukkah, you cannot eat outside the sukkah. So you want to not have a meal? Don't have a meal. Chutz melele yom tov rishon. This is the Chacham say, and rishon lisanos, kinyov gemara. You cannot, you do not, except for the first day, you have to have in the sukkah, you cannot fast. Yashlim, Rebbe Lezer holds, you can make it up. Sudaso is sudaso. This suda beyond of Achron, you can make up on the last day. Bishmini Atzeres on Shmini Atzeres, and Gemara Parich. Sukkah. Even though there is no sukkah, Gemara Parich. Allah Gemara will ask on that. Gemara line 15. My time to Rebbe Lezer. What is the reason, Rebbe Lezer, that requires 14 sudo to each day? Mara answers, Teishu kein tadiro, that you should live in the sukkah like you live in the house. So what's that? What does that mean? He explains, Madira, just like in your home, achas b'yom, achas b'layla, people eat one meal by day and one by night, av sukkah, also by sukkah, achas b'yom, achas b'layla, one by day and one by night. The rabban, barabban, what about the rabban? So why don't they accept this? So they also hold of Teishu kein tadiro. But they say, Kedira, yes, also we agree, just like the Dira. My Dira, just like in the home, if you want to eat, you eat. You don't want to eat, you don't eat. Av sukkah, so to sukkah, nami. If you want to eat, eat. If you don't, if you want, loachil, you do not have to eat. Av sukkah, nami, so to the sukkah. If you want, achil, even the sukkah. If you don't want, if you want, loachil, you don't eat. Your choice. Oh, but now comes Gemara and says, wait a second. If you're allowed to choose to eat or not to eat, if so, that you have this choice, even the first night of Yom Tov also, why don't you have, Nami should also have the choice. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan Mishur, Rishim Omen Yo Sadok. No. Nemarkan Chamisha Asav, Nemarkan Chamisha Asav. We have the Gzeres Shavet. It says, by matzah, chamisha asar, you eat matzah, right? And we know the first night has a chiyuv on Pesach, to eat matzah on the first night. And it says, chamisha asar, by the mitzvah of sukkah. And we learn now, ma lahalon, just like over there by Pesach, laila rishon chova, there's a chiyuv to eat the matzah the first night, mikan veilech rishus, after that, it's up to you, it's voluntary, you want to do the mitzvah, not. Afkan, also by Sukkot, Laila Rishon Chova. First night is an obligation. Mikan Ve'elach Rishos. From here on in, it is a not an obligatory, it's a voluntary mitzvah. But now, last question of the sugya. Well, how do you know that even on Pesach it's a chiyah the first night? Right, fine, we'll learn out. Sukkah's from Pesach, but who says Pesach is even chayiv? Oh, on that, more answers. Amakra be'erev tochlu matzos, that in the evening you must eat the matzah. Hakasuv kovo chova. The Torah establishes an obligation, but only on the first night. And that is how those drushos are going. Mikan ve'elach. Rishus Rashi. Back to the Rashi now. Tahochi yofin lo perek b'ashim psachim. We learn out that in the perek kama of psachim, in the perek achron, the last perek of Avi psachim, this is the drasha. Rashi goes through the whole drasha. It says three psukim. Remember from the PSC, the concept. Sheshi yom tochal matzos. 6 days eat matzos. Yom shvi atzeres. 7 days just atzeres. And we learn out, hey, what happened to the seventh day? Why wasn't the seventh day mentioned in the pasuk? We say, ma shvi rishus. Just like shvi for sure is a rishus, av shisha rishus. So we derive all 6 days also are rishus. L'fisha shvi b'chlal shivazon. The seventh day is together with all the rest of the 7 days. Toch ha-masos, in that pasuk, it's all included. The yosem min ha-chlal, it was taken out of the group, l'umot t'tisha shechilas masos amabo, to teach us that Achilas Matzah that was sent there, Eino Chova, is not obligatory. Elabo, in Boz Lechol, if you want to eat, Te Achilas Matzah, you could eat Matzah. Or don't eat Chomet, but you have to eat Matzah. But lo Chomet, not Chomet. But what was to keep? Lo Lilmon al Atzmo Yotza, but is not to teach on itself, El Lilmon al Aklal, but to teach on the group. That is how it is being derived, and therefore, then we learn out all the rest of the days are not chayiv in matzah. V'hasan guf min olan, laila harisho miyachova. Mara is asking over there, how would we know the first night is a chiyuv?